Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, NYSE's Q3 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corp., NYSE KYH for Q3 2025. Sky Harbor sustained momentum, conducting resident flight operations at 9 campuses. Constructed assets increased to over $308 million, with a JV letter of intent signed for an SH-34 hangar at OPF Phase 2. In terms of occupancy and revenue, Sky Harbor reported consolidated revenue of approximately $7.3 million for 3Q25, up 78% year over year. Gross margin was 13.5%, and the company ended the quarter with around $48 million in cash and U.S. treasuries. A discounted cash flow analysis suggests a valuation range of 12.81 to 19.93 cents for SkiH. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., NYSE SRM 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. M for the 2025 Q3. SRFM reported revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ EPS of $29.2 million and $9.9 million and Sixforce respectively, showing progress on the transformation plan. Operational reliability improved with a strengthened systems operations center. SRFM made capital structure improvements post-quarter, refinancing debt, and reducing cash interest. Air Mobility delivered operational gains, with on-demand growth offsetting scheduled flying reductions. SurfOS, the cloud-based operating system, expanded internally and externally. SRFM remains committed to its electric powertrain program for the Cessna Grand Caravan. For 4Q25, revenue is expected at $25.5 to $27.5 million, with an AJ EBITDA loss of $8.6.5 million. Valuation indicates a range of 6.11 to 7.99 cents with a midpoint of 7.5s. Elmo Semiconductor SE awarded prime status in the ISS ESG sustainability rating. Elmo Semiconductor SE has been awarded prime status for the first time in the sustainability rating internationally renowned rating agency ISS ESG. Elmos improved its ESG corporate rating to C+ and meets the high industry-specific requirements for prime status. CEO Dr. Arne Schneider expressed delight, stating it confirms their commitment to sustainable development. The rating agency ISS ESG assesses sustainability performance of companies using around 100 industry-specific ESG indicators. Elmos, a market leader in cutting-edge applications, develops intelligent microchip solutions primarily for the automotive industry, enabling safer, more comfortable, and more efficient mobility. The company's forward-looking statements are based on assumptions and estimates, with risks and uncertainties that may cause actual events to differ from expectations.
PWO Group reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. PWO Group, a global partner to the mobility industry, reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. Despite market challenges, the company achieved revenue of €403.4 million, with EBIT before currency effects at €21.8 million. The company remains successful in new business, securing orders from new customers, and investing in further expanding their market position. Looking ahead to 2026, PWO Group forecasts revenue of €500-510 million for fiscal year 2025, with investments of around €40 million. The company aims to achieve a positive free cash flow and a net debt ratio of less than 2.5 years. For more information, visit the PWO website.
Accenture Real Estate AG successfully implements restructuring plan. Accenture Real Estate AG has successfully implemented the restructuring plan confirmed by the local court Charlottenburg. This plan, in line with the German Corporate Stabilization and Restructuring Act, involved amending the terms of the 2020, 2026, and 2021, 2029 bonds. The supervisory board now includes Paul Cisak, Dr. Nedim Sen, and soon Richard Lewis. The completion of these measures sets the foundation for long-term stability and positive business growth. Accenture Real Estate AG is a residential investor and market leader in residential privatization in Germany, focusing on major cities and regions. Their activities include selling flats to owner-occupiers, managing property portfolios, and providing services for third parties. For more information, visit accenture.de. Biohacking Index Report reveals the top 10 Hack Your Health brands leading verified wellness innovation, October 2025. Wellness Eternal's October 2025 Biohacking Index Report, in collaboration with Q1 Productions, reveals the top 10 Hack Your Health brands driving wellness innovation. Leading the pack are MNDGM with 36 verified 5-star reviews, followed by Thrival and Energy Bits. These brands are proving their effectiveness through practitioner engagement and data-backed transparency. Founder Lindsay O'Neill O'Keefe emphasizes the importance of verified reviews in today's wellness landscape. The featured brands will be highlighted at the upcoming Hack Your Health event in November 2025, where industry leaders will explore the latest in longevity and bio-optimization. The Biohacking Index, powered by Wellness Eternal, provides a platform for verified ratings and reviews in the wellness industry, promoting informed health decisions.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd. VLN Q3 25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd., reporting 3Q25 revenue of $17.3 million, surpassing guidance and marking sixth consecutive quarter of growth. GAAP gross margin was 63.0%, exceeding expectations. Adjusted EBITDA loss of $4.3 was better than expected. While momentum remains strong, tariff impacts pose a challenge, particularly in automotives. Valens saw growth in cross-industry business with revenue of $13.2 million, driven by VS3000 chipset adoption in Pro AV. Automotive segment revenue decreased to $4.1 million due to tariff environment. Valens expanded into industrial machine vision and medical markets with strong financial standing and guidance for steady growth through 2026. Valuation models suggest a midpoint valuation of 4.92 cents. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU FY26 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU, highlighting their advancements in commercialization in 2Q26. Burcon achieved first commercial production and sales of Puratein C canola protein and Fava protein with growing demand and over $500,000 in commercial sales orders. The company broadened customer engagement with 200-plus active projects and executed a non-brokered private placement of up to $4.0 million in convertible debentures. In 2Q26, Burcon generated 36 megros in revenues, a 783% increase over the prior year, with a net loss of $3.59 million. Management reaffirmed revenue targets for CY25 and CY26, with a DCF valuation range of 20.29 to 25.66 cents per share.
GeoVax reports third quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported its financial results for the third quarter of 2025, showcasing advancements in its GeoMVA program amid the global Mpox emergency and expansion of Depton into new solid tumor programs. The company's CEO highlighted the progress made in developing innovative vaccines and immunotherapies to address urgent medical needs. With the continued global spread of Mpox, GeoVax's GeoMVA program represents a scalable next-generation MVA platform. Additionally, the GeoCM04S1 COVID-19 vaccine program demonstrated robust immune responses in immunocompromised patients, while the Gedeptin oncology program expanded into multiple solid tumor indications. GeoVax's financial results showed a net loss for the quarter, with revenue primarily from government contracts. The company's cash position at the end of September 2025 was over $5 million. For more information, visit geovax.com. NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, to report Q3 2025 financial results and host conference call on November 17th. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, will release its third quarter 2025 financial results on November 17, 2025, followed by a conference call at 8:30 a.m. ET to discuss corporate, financial, and operational updates. The company is developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRX-100 and NRX-101 have received fast-track and breakthrough therapy designations for treating suicidal ideation and bipolar depression. NRX has filed an abbreviated new drug application and initiated a new drug application filing for NRX-100 with an application for the Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program for the treatment of suicidal depression. Please see full terms of use and disclaimers on the Investor Brand Network website for more information.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, spotlighted as key source of critical minerals. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, was recently highlighted as a key domestic source of critical minerals, including copper, cobalt, zinc, and other strategic metals. Positioned at the intersection of market demand and national security, Trilogy Metals' Arctic and Bornite deposits offer essential metals for electrification, defense, and emerging technologies. With federal support for critical minerals increasing, Trilogy Metals' Alaska projects are becoming valuable national resources. The company's joint venture with South32 aims to develop the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska, known for its rich copper deposits. Trilogy Metals is dedicated to becoming a premier North American copper producer while respecting local communities and subsistence livelihoods. Investor news breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp, TSFAIR, OTCHDF, positioned for new paradigm. Fairchild Gold Corp, listed on the TSX Venture Exchange's FIN on the OTC markets as FCHDF, has announced a memorandum of understanding to acquire the Golden Arrow project in Nevada's Walker Lane Belt for $5 million. This acquisition will add 420,000 ounces of historic gold resources to their portfolio and expand their Nevada land holding by 170%. The company is strategically positioned for success, with forecasts predicting gold to reach $5,000 per ounce within a year. Fairchild's executive chairman, Nicholas Perrault, emphasized the company's commitment to building value through high-quality assets and responsible advancement. With recent financing and a strengthened technical team, Fairchild Gold Corp. is poised for success in Nevada's prolific gold district.
Network news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. Kind eyes untapped opportunity in elderly care market. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. W. is strategically positioning itself in the elderly care market, valued at $49.29 in 2024, and projected to reach $98.99 billion by 2032. With a focus on acquisitions and leases, Star W owns 142 healthcare facilities across 10 states, totaling over 15,500 licensed beds. Its portfolio includes 130 skilled nursing facilities, 10 assisted living facilities, and 2 long-term acute healthcare hospitals. The company's aggressive expansion plan aims to capitalize on the growing need for elderly care as the aging population increases.
Investor news breaks. NanoVerisides, N-American, NNVC, closes $6 million registered direct offering with concurrent private placement of warrants. NanoVerisides Inc., NYSE American, NNVC, closed a $6 million registered direct offering with a single healthcare institutional investor, alongside a concurrent private placement of Series A and Series B warrants for an equal number of shares, with exercise prices of $1.75 and $2, respectively. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. AGP, Alliance Global Partners, acted as sole placement agent. NanoVerisides is a publicly traded clinical stage company creating nanomaterials for antiviral therapy.
The company's lead drug candidate is NV387, a broad-spectrum antiviral drug for RSV, COVID, long COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viral infections. NanoViricides is also developing drugs against various viral diseases. The company holds a worldwide exclusive perpetual license for several drugs targeting human viral diseases. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Canada kicks off projects under G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance. This company, with deals already in place, is a front runner. Canada has kicked off projects under the G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance, signaling a shift towards diversifying and securing the supply chain. With a $4.6 billion package of projects, Canada aims to become a trusted alternative supplier to the Western world. One company, Nouveau-Monde Graphite, has already secured deals aligning with G7 priorities, including supply contracts with the Government of Canada and commercial agreements with key industry players. These agreements give Nouveau-Monde Graphite visibility over nearly 100% of its planned output before construction begins, a rare feat in the sector. This strategic positioning not only solidifies the company's role as a graphite champion, but also sets the stage for a final investment decision and commercial operations. With construction in sight, Nouveau-Monde Graphite is on track to become one of the G7's largest, fully vertically integrated producers of natural graphite.
Investor News Breaks, Supercom Ltd. SPCB, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, highlighted by margin expansion and strong global EM contract momentum. Supercom Ltd. reported Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, showing revenue of $20.4 million and gross profit of $12.5 million, with a 61% margin. Operating income nearly tripled to $3 million, net income more than doubled to $6 million, and non-GAAP net income reached $9.3 million. In Q3, revenue was $6.2 million with a 60.8% gross margin. Supercom highlighted momentum with over 30 new EM contracts since mid-2024, including wins in Europe, Israel, and North America. The company provides advanced safety, identification, and security solutions globally, offering RFID and mobile technology for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Network News Breaks, Supercom Ltd., SPCB, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, highlighted by margin expansion and strong global EM contract momentum. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, recently reported their financial results for Q3 and the 9 months ending September 30, 2025. Their 9-month revenue was $20.4 million, with a gross profit of $12.5 million and a gross margin of 61%. Operating income nearly tripled to $3 million, net income more than doubled to $6 million, and non-GAAP net income reached $9.3 million. In Q3, revenue was $6.2 million, with a gross margin of 60.8%. Supercom highlighted momentum with over 30 new EM contracts since mid-2024, expanding across the U.S., Europe, Israel, and North America. The company offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions globally, catering to governments and organizations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Supercom Ltd., SPC, expands further into Alabama with two new electronic monitoring contracts. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SPCB, has expanded its presence in Alabama with two new electronic monitoring contracts. These contracts bring the total deployments in the state to 4 in less than a year. The agreements include a full system replacement from a legacy provider and a new deployment with a private EM service partner. This expansion highlights Supercom's continued growth in the U.S., with the company entering 12 new states since mid-2024. Supercom, a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, is making significant strides in the electronic monitoring market, with over 30 U.S. contracts signed and 14 partnerships with service providers launched in the past year.
Investor News Breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, reports Q3 2025 results and highlights AI-driven clinical progress. Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ TRN, reported third quarter 2025 results, achieving all primary endpoints in the LP-184 Phase 1A trial with a 48% clinical benefit rate. The company plans Phase 1B2 studies in TNBC, NSCLC, and bladder cancer, supported by pharmacokinetic data. Lantern noted progress in its pediatric CNS cancer program and increased commercial interest in LP-284. Lantern Pharma is an AI company leveraging over 200 billion oncology-focused data points to accelerate oncology drug development, with a pipeline estimated to have a combined annual market potential over $15 billion U.S. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at s.ibn.fm/LTRN. Investor News Breaks. Sedge Media Corporation, NAT, signs LOI to acquire Triggy.ai to advance AI-driven engagement and monetization. Sedge Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under the tickers SIG and LTRYW, has signed a binding letter of intent to acquire Triggy.ai, a company specializing in AI technology for dynamic ad revenue formats and gamified engagement solutions. The acquisition is expected to close on or before November 28. Triggy.ai, founded by gaming and sports technology entrepreneurs, provides an AI engine used by international brands to boost engagement, dwell time, and conversions. Sedge Media plans to integrate Triggy's technology across its platforms to enhance content experiences and monetization. This move is seen as a significant step in strengthening Sedge Media's AI-powered digital ecosystem, as praised by executives from both companies.
Mining News Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., TSECO, LGTXF, receives BLM approval for expanded exploration at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp., TORXXUXF, has received approval from the Bureau of Land Management for an expanded exploration at the Santa Fe Mine project. This approval allows Lahontan to advance a significantly expanded drilling and development program across a 12.2-kilometer-square area with more than 700 drill holes targeting new geologic and geochemical anomalies. The project includes high-priority targets such as the Pinnacles Area and Guzzler Zone. The Santa Fe Mine project, with past production of 359,002 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver, has a Canadian National Instrument 43-101 compliant indicated mineral resource of 1,539,000 AOEQ and an inferred mineral resource of 411,000 AOEQ. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at www.lahontangoldcorp.com. Rock Breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTC, ESL, featured in NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp., traded as ESE on the C and ESF on the OTQB, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire discussing the growing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry. With technology demand for these metals increasing by 7% last year, ES Gold is strategically positioned to capitalize on this trend with its fully funded gold-silver project. The company's Montauban property in Quebec exemplifies responsible mining practices and offers both near-term production and long-term exploration potential. Investors can find more information about ES Gold in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks, a specialized communications platform focused on the mining industry, provides in-depth insights and distribution services for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Investor News Breaks, Alliance Creative Group, Inc., OTC-ACGX, reports Q3 progress as digital media and e-commerce portfolio expands. Alliance Creative Group, Inc.'s reported Q3 2025 results, showcasing progress in its digital transformation, with total assets of $1,132,342 and cash of $203,162. The company is shifting from real estate to a diverse range of AI-enhanced digital media, marketing, and e-commerce properties. ACGX has expanded its portfolio with new sites in various sectors, supported by numerous social channels. The company continues to invest in Peoplevine and has posted full financials on OTC Markets and its investor relations site. ACGX's parent holding company focuses on acquiring and scaling digital assets through a shared resource ecosystem, leveraging shared teams, tools, and traffic to help portfolio companies grow faster and operate more efficiently. For more information, visit gx.us. Investor News Breaks, Knightscope Inc., KSCP, posts higher Q3 revenue as product deliveries accelerate and cash position strengthens. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, recently reported higher Q3 revenue of $3.1 million, up from $2.5 million last year, driven by increased product deliveries. The gross loss widened to $1.6 million due to a non-cash inventory write-off. Operating expenses rose 10% to $7.9 million, while net loss improved to $9.5 million. The company's cash position strengthened, reaching $20.4 million, a $15.2 million year-over-year increase. Knightscope is dedicated to enhancing public safety through cutting-edge robotics and AI technologies, aiming to make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Learn more about Knightscope at www.knightscope.com. Mission IR News Breaks, Nexplat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, reports Q3 2025 results, highlighted by cost reductions and improving healthcare trends. Nexplat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, reported Q3 2025 results with $13.8 million in revenue, down from $15.4 million last year due to lower 340B pharmacy contract revenue. Operating expenses decreased to $4.7 million from $7.8 million, leading to a reduced net loss of $2.2 million. Gross margin declined to 19.9% from 23.2% on lower healthcare and e-commerce margins. Nexplat ended the quarter with $13.9 million in cash and repurchased 103,549 shares. The company focuses on providing healthcare and technology solutions globally through e-commerce and retail channels.
Investor News Breaks, Gmining Ventures Corp., UMNF, reports record Q3 production, cash flow and margins as Tocantinzinho reaches steady state. Gmining Ventures Corp., DMINF, announced record Q3 production with the Tocantinzinho mine delivering 46,360 ounces, generating $167 million in revenues. The company reported free cash flow of $95.8 million, adjusted EBITDA of $122.6 million, and net income of $123.8 million, maintaining a low $1,046 AISC for strong margins. GMIN continues disciplined self-funded growth with Oko West construction underway, Gurupi progressing, and a focus on long-life low-cost operations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hdinm/gminf.
SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ SPAI, offers a strategic update and announces the closing of 14 million Ondas Holdings investment. SafePro Group Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SPI, recently closed a $14 million private placement investment with strategic investors such as Ondas Holdings. The funding will be used for the development and integration of the company's AI-powered computer vision and threat detection technology. SafePro Group continues to collaborate with drone suppliers to equip drones with their technology, supporting the U.S. military. For more information on SafePro Group, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Network News Breaks. Max Power Mining, COTC MAXF89N, featured an NNW editorial on natural hydrogen's role in AI energy demand. Max Power Mining, a leader in the natural hydrogen sector, was featured in a recent NNW editorial discussing the role of natural hydrogen in meeting AI-driven energy demands. Max Power is the first publicly traded company in North America focused on commercial natural hydrogen, with a significant land position in Saskatchewan's Genesis Trend. The company has initiated drilling at the Lawson target, aiming to make one of the world's first commercial discoveries of this emission-free resource. Max Power is also actively involved in mineral exploration in the U.S. and Canada, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor News Breaks, Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYS American, OPHC, reports higher Q3 earnings and strong deposit and loan growth. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC, reported Q3 2025 net earnings of $4.32 million, up from both the prior quarter and the year-ago period, with nine-month earnings rising to $11.80 million on stronger net interest income and higher non-interest income. Deposits grew $80.62 million sequentially to $959.49 million, Loans rose $29.6 million into $813.72 million. Total assets reached $1.08 billion, and stockholders' equity increased to $116.89 million. The bank delivered a 1.68% ROAA and a 4.37% net interest margin while marking its 25th anniversary with continued balance sheet expansion and core earnings momentum.
Investor news breaks. SKYX Platforms Corp., SKYX, reports record Q3 revenue and expands global smart building deployments. SKYX Platforms Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SKYX, recently announced record Q3 2025 revenue of $24 million, with an 8% sequential gross profit increase to $8 million and a 32% gross margin. The company also secured $13 million in cash and receivables, along with an additional $5 million financing from lead shareholders. SKYX is moving towards cash flow positivity, exiting 2025, extending $11 million in notes to 2030. The company is accelerating large-scale deployments of its advanced and smart plug-and-play technologies through new agreements with Global Ventures Group for Middle East units, a $3 billion Miami Smart City project, a 278-unit Texas development, and collaborations with Home Depot, Wayfair, and ParrotUncle. SKYX's safety code standardization efforts are gaining regulatory momentum, and its AI-driven e-commerce upgrade targets a 30% conversion lift. Management highlights a U.S. total addressable market of roughly $500 billion across 4.2 billion ceiling applications.
Rug Wild Beauty, featured on national TV show American Trends and Lifestyle. Rug Wild Beauty, the luxury organic skincare brand from the historic Rug Estate in North Wales, was recently featured on American Trends and Lifestyle. The segment highlighted Rug Wild Beauty as a leader in the clean beauty movement, emphasizing sustainability, transparency, and proven efficacy. Handcrafted in the UK, the brand's products include Wild Forage Botanicals, Estate Spring Water, Honey, and Beeswax for visible results. Lord Robert Newborough, founder of Rug Wild Beauty, shared that their mission is to combine nature with science for clean, sustainable skincare. Available on Amazon and onelavy.com, Rug Wild Beauty's collection is Cosmos Organic certified, vegan, cruelty-free, and halal, embodying the brand's guiding principle, rooted in nature, refined by science. Network news breaks, ES Gold Corp., CSE ESAU ESAUF, featured an NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTQB under the ticker symbol ESAUF, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial highlights the increasing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry as essential conductors. Data from the World Gold Council shows a 7% increase in technology demand for these metals. With AI technology driving growth in conductive metals, ES Gold is moving forward with its gold-silver project designed for near-term production and long-term scalability. The company, known for its clean mining and exploration innovation, is focused on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. SoberSafe Inc., OBR, posts triple-digit Q3 revenue growth and strong demand for SR Gen 2, SOBR Safe Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SOBR, reported a 136.1% year-over-year increase in Q3 2025 revenue, driven by the strong demand for its SOBR Sure Gen 2 device. The device accounted for over 80% of quarterly revenue, contributing to annual recurring software revenue of $152,200, up 60.5%. The company sold 277 devices, refined its marketing strategy, and saw a 266% increase in website traffic. Despite a net loss widening to $2.2 million, SoberSafe remains focused on commercialization, expanding channel partnerships, and investing in product development and software capabilities for long-term growth.
Fitzroy Minerals welcomes resources expert and shareholder Craig Perry as technical advisor. Fitzroy Minerals Inc. announces the appointment of Mr. Craig Perry as technical advisor. Mr. Perry, a mining executive and geologist, brings a wealth of experience to the company. With a proven track record in founding and leading successful resource companies, Mr. Perry's expertise will be invaluable. He has been instrumental in major discoveries, including Vizsla's Panuco Copala silver veins and NextGen's Arrow deposit. Mr. Perry's appointment comes as Fitzroy Minerals advances its Chilean copper projects, including the Buen Retiro and Caballos projects. CEO Merlin Mar Johnson expressed excitement about Mr. Perry joining the team, highlighting his track record of discovery and wealth creation. Fitzroy Minerals is focused on exploring and developing mineral assets in the Americas, and Mr. Perry's addition as technical advisor is expected to bring significant value to the company.
Tech Media Breaks, Databricks Series K funding momentum highlights strength of Buttonwood offering, arranged by Joseph Gunner & Co. Databricks recently completed a $17,142,000 membership interest offering in its Series K, arranged by Buttonwood Group Advisors LLC, with Joseph Gunner & Co. LLC as the exclusive placement agent. The company has signed a Series K term sheet, valuing it at over $100 billion, to boost AI products like Agent Bricks and Lakebase. Databricks has surpassed a $4 billion revenue run rate, with AI products contributing over $1 billion. It has expanded partnerships with Microsoft and Google Cloud, embedding Azure Databricks and Gemini models. The company is navigating risks related to cloud provider dependencies, regulatory and privacy requirements, and increasing competition in the enterprise AI sector. Why Norway has recorded superior EV adoption compared to other countries? Norway has set a remarkable record in electric vehicle adoption, with 98.3% of new car sales being electric in September 2025. This achievement is the result of strategic planning, effective policies, and strong public support for clean energy. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. would benefit from similar measures in the U.S. market. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
Investor News Breaks, PowerMax Minerals, Inc., PCMEX, OTCQB, WMXF, T23, issues shares and initial payment under Pinard Project Option Agreement. PowerMax Minerals, Inc., OPWMXF, has issued 160,000 common shares and made an $18,000 initial payment as part of the option agreement to acquire 100% interest in the Pinard Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario. The project covers a 255-claim, 5,178-ha property accessible by all-weather road and includes a 1.5% NSR that PowerMax may reduce to 1.0% through a $500,000 buyback. The project is situated within the Pinard Intrusive Rock Complex, an alkaline igneous system typical of the Kapuskasing subprovince and comparable to nearby RE-bearing geology.
How the switch to renewable energy can minimize ecological harm. The global transition to clean energy is crucial in the fight against climate change, but renewable infrastructure can also harm wildlife ecosystems. Panel arrays display species, blades harm flying animals, and river barriers disrupt aquatic ecosystems. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. are focusing on the energy transition by utilizing existing roof cover to minimize ecological harm. Green Energy Stocks, a platform dedicated to shaping the green economy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. To learn more, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Spark AI Inc. is SPAI is one to watch. Spark AI Inc., listed as SPAI on the CSE and SPAF on the OTCQB, has completed 15 years of research and development, resulting in registered patents and a proprietary zero-signature GPS-denied technology platform. The company has launched the Overwatch platform and expanded its technology suite through integrated modules including Atlas and Spark AI Mobile, broadening its applications across defense, rescue, and commercial operations. A preferred reseller agreement with Precision Technic Defense Group strengthens Spark AI's global distribution across Australia, Europe, and the United States. Integration with QGround Control connects Spark AI's Overwatch platform to millions of drones powered by PX4 and Ardu Pilot. Spark AI develops next-generation GPS-free target acquisition system and autonomous navigation software for drones and edge devices, aiming to redefine situational awareness by merging advanced mathematics, AI modeling, and edge computing into a unified intelligence architecture.
Quantum announces 93% gallium recovery. Quantum Critical Metals Corp. achieves a significant milestone with a 93% gallium recovery from mica samples at its NMX East project in Quebec. This breakthrough could establish mica as a new source of gallium, a critical metal for semiconductors, 5G technology, and renewable energy. Quantum's direct recovery method sets it apart as a leader in domestic gallium supply development. This discovery enhances Canada's role in securing critical materials amid global supply disruptions. CEO Marcy Kiesman highlights the strategic importance of reducing reliance on Chinese exports and strengthening Western national security through domestic gallium production.
German sports nutrition brand True Nutrition Technology announces expansion into the United States. True Nutrition Technology, a leading German sports nutrition brand, has officially entered the U.S. marketplace. Known for its precision-formulated supplements and athlete-tested products, TNT's expansion into the United States signifies a significant milestone in the brand's global growth strategy. Founded in Germany, TNT is recognized for its advanced formulations that support strength, endurance, and recovery. The brand's products will soon be available on Walmart.com, with plans for additional retail launches on Amazon.com and OneLavi.com. TNT's mission is to make high-quality European sports nutrition more accessible worldwide, bringing integrity and performance to a new generation of athletes in the United States.
T-Zero welcomes back Vanessa Savino as EVP Chief Legal Officer and Board Secretary. Zero Group, Inc. has appointed Vanessa Savino as Executive Vice President, Chief Legal Officer, and Board Secretary. Savino will lead Zero's legal compliance and policy functions globally, driving strategic initiatives in regulated digital asset markets. She returns after 6.5 years, where she played a key role in shaping Zero's regulatory framework. Alan Konevsky, CEO of T-Zero, expressed excitement about Savino's return and highlighted her expertise in financial regulation and digital assets. Savino stated her enthusiasm for Zero's future under Alan's leadership, aiming to strengthen the company's legal, compliance, and regulatory framework for its next phase of growth. Zero Group, Inc. is a leading innovator in blockchain-powered multi-asset infrastructure for financial markets, offering institutional-grade solutions for tokenized securities and digital assets.
Mission IR News breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, posts triple-digit Q3 revenue growth and rising tour adoption of Newton Shaft technology. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, reported Q3 25 revenue of $2.8 million, up 113% year-over-year, with gross profit rising 115% to $1.73 million at a 67% margin. Nine-month revenue increased to $5.86 million, with cash totaling $2.55 million. The company reaffirmed full-year guidance of $7 million to $7.5 million, highlighting accelerating adoption of its Newton shafts across major tours, including more than 60 professionals on the PGA Tour Champions, LPGA, and Korn Ferry Tours. This is strengthening consumer demand and supporting continued growth for Newton Golf Company, a pioneering golf technology company redefining performance through physics-based engineering, precision design, and U.S.-based innovation.
Genesis Holdings selects DigiShares as white-label technology provider for Trivalio, its luxury-branded real estate STO platform. Genesis Holdings Inc. Region has chosen DigiShares as the white-label technology provider for its upcoming platform, Trivalio. This collaboration will enable Trivalio to issue, manage, and trade security tokens backed by luxury real estate assets. Trivalio aims to offer fractionalized access to exclusive properties in Latin America and Europe. With DigiShares technology, the platform ensures compliance and transparency through blockchain-based smart contracts. CEO Oscar Brito believes this partnership will provide global investors with access to high-value real estate assets in a secure and transparent manner. DigiShares CEO Klaus Schoening expressed excitement about the collaboration, highlighting the synergy between their technology and region's expertise in luxury real estate. Stay tuned for the launch of Travalio, offering digital real estate offerings to accredited investors soon.
Falcon Energy Materials confirms robust economics in anode plant study, with $86 million initial CapEx and first production targeted for H2 2027, offtake and testing advancing. Falcon Energy Materials PLC has confirmed robust economics in an anode plant study, with an initial CapEx of $86 million and first production targeted for H2 2027. The technical study shows the strong financial and operational fundamentals of Falcon's vision to become a low-cost producer of coated, spheroidized, and purified graphite. The anode plant in Morocco will have an annual production target of 26,000 tons of CSPG and 19,000 tons of fines, with operating costs estimated at $3,168 per ton of CSPG. Falcon CEO Mathieu Bosse stated that the technical study validates their approach and confirms their ability to deliver high-quality, low-cost CSPG at an industrial scale. The anode plant will leverage advanced technology, procurement chains, and recent process efficiencies to provide high-quality anode material at competitive costs to European and North American markets. Doctors for Providers now includes physician malpractice coverage with most collaborations and medical directorships. Doctors for Providers, DFP, the nation's leading physician-led organization, has announced a major enhancement to its service model. Physician malpractice insurance is now included with most collaborations and medical directorships, providing nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and other healthcare providers with unprecedented protection. This offering combines risk mitigation, compliance assurance, and cost efficiency in a single solution. By including malpractice coverage, DFP is setting a new national standard for safety and accountability in collaborative practice models. This change empowers providers to focus on patient care rather than paperwork or liability, offering protection and partnership in one simple solution. For more information or to explore compliant collaborations, visit doctorsforproviders.com.
Quick Contract Review builds on early media momentum, extends $19 AI contract review for small business owners. QuickContractReview.com is extending its $19 AI contract review offer to provide affordable contract clarity to small business owners nationwide. Traditional legal reviews can be costly and time-consuming, but Quick Contract Review simplifies the process with AI-driven language analysis and trained reviewers, returning a clear report within hours. Founder Clint McDonald emphasizes the importance of contract clarity for all business owners. Upload your contract. Receive a clarity report in hours. Visit QuickContractReview.com to take advantage of the $19 introductory offer. Quick Contract Review LLC, based in Phoenix, Arizona, aims to make contract confidence accessible to businesses of all sizes through AI-powered analysis and human-reviewed reports.
Engineer-turned-franchisee finds success with California Tortilla. Twinkle Patel, an engineer-turned-California Tortilla franchisee, opened his location at King of Prussia Mall in 2020, navigating a challenging time for the restaurant industry. With a background in aerospace engineering, Patel leveraged his analytical mindset to build a successful fast-casual destination. Guests praise the fresh menu items and welcoming environment, driving repeat visits. California Tortilla's ACE service model ensures order precision and guest interaction, while franchisees receive support with training and marketing. Patel's success reflects the brand's commitment to quality and guest satisfaction, with plans for future expansion to bring bold flavors to new communities.
Lumen 8 Records announces dual release waves in trance, dance, and contemporary opera. Lumen 8 Records, under BF Alexander Music, is set to release two waves of music showcasing a diverse range of genres. The first wave, arriving on November 29th, features high-energy trance and dance tracks by international vocalists Alejandra Diego and Sergio G-Man. The second wave, launching on December 20th under Luminate Classica, introduces contemporary opera and classical crossover works performed by Alejandra. B.F. Alexander emphasizes the label's evolution into different musical realms, providing artists the freedom to explore their full potential. These releases are part of the Independent Collective's commitment to artist-owned rights and multi-genre innovation, available on major streaming platforms worldwide. Milwaukee marketer turns corporate downsizing into opportunity. Milwaukee marketing professional Eric Valley turned corporate downsizing into an opportunity by launching Silver Fox MKE LLC, a digital marketing consultancy specializing in SEO services. With over 15 years of experience, Valley serves over 20 clients across Wisconsin and the Midwest, delivering real results through tailored SEO consulting, technical audits, and advanced AI tools. Clients work directly with Valley, who is committed to their success and focuses on improving Google visibility, driving qualified leads, and making the phone ring. Embracing the nickname Silver Fox, Valet is proud of his journey and aims to help others grow through smart, sustainable SEO strategies. Owner of Microcom Document Scanning says adieu after 46 years with the company. After 46 years with Microcom Systems, owner Craig Hollingham is saying adieu as he prepares for retirement. Craig started at MCS in 1981 and became the sole owner in 2010. With retirement on the horizon, Craig explored his options and found a buyer in Consentia Inc. of Edmonton. Effective December 1, 2025, Consentia will take over MCS, ensuring a smooth transition for the Vancouver document scanning business. Craig feels confident in handing over the reins to Consentia, a Canadian company with a track record of customer satisfaction. For more information about Microcom Systems and their document management solutions, visit their website at microcomsys.com or call 604-872-6771. Exit Factor earns multiple national awards from leading business organizations. Exit Factor, the leading franchise in business value enhancement and exit planning, has earned multiple national awards and recognitions in 2025. These include Entrepreneur Magazine's Top New and Emerging Franchises, Inc., Best Workplaces, and founder Jessica Fialkovich being nominated for Exit Planner of the Year. The company's commitment to growth and helping small business owners maximize their company's value has been recognized by respected business organizations. For more information on Exit Factor and its franchise opportunities, visit their website.
Chef Brooke Williamson spices up the holidays with a new cranberry apple holiday crisp, exclusively available at Modern Recipe. Chef Brooke Williamson has spiced up the holidays with a new cranberry apple holiday crisp, exclusively available at Modern Recipe. Crafted with cinnamon-spiced cranberry apple compote and a sugar cookie crumble, topped with vanilla bean creme fraiche, this limited-time dessert is a nod to family traditions and the flavors of the season. Guests can enjoy this seasonal treat at Modern Recipe corporate dining locations, either as a single portion during lunch or as a full crumble to elevate holiday gatherings. Chef Brooke Williamson, culinary ambassador for Modern Recipe, brings her California style to the brand, creating meaningful food stories with responsibly sourced, sustainable ingredients. For more information, visit Modern Recipe's website.
Indus Records strong third quarter. Indus Group reported a strong third quarter with adjusted EBITDA earnings up 10% to $48.1 million. The quarterly margin reached 11.0%, and incoming orders for 2025 were up 17% from the previous year. Despite challenges in the macroeconomic environment, revenue reached $437.4 million the third quarter, with earnings up 10.1% year over year. The engineering, infrastructure, and materials solutions segments all showed positive results, with revenue and earnings increasing. Indus is projecting group revenue between $1.70 billion and $1.85 billion for the full year 2025, with earnings expected in the range of $130 million to $165 million. The company continues to focus on internationalization, acquisitions, and engineering competence as key growth drivers. The Platform Group publishes Vision 2030, $3 billion in revenue, significant margin increase, and growth to 40,000 partners. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company for platform solutions, has published its long-term corporate development plan, Vision 2030. The plan aims to achieve revenue of at least €3 billion, with a GMV of over €4.5 billion by 2030, along with a double-digit margin. To achieve this, TPG plans to expand internationally, increase industries served to over 50, and intensify M&A activities. The company also plans to implement an AI-first and cost reduction program to improve profitability. TPG has defined three growth pillars for Vision 2030: scale, synergy, and M&A. The management board aims to achieve a double-digit margin through internal measures, portfolio optimization, and an AI-first strategy. CFO Bjørn Minier emphasized the company's goal to reach double-digit margins and strengthen profitability. TPG also aims to generate strong operating cash flow and maintain a conservative financing strategy. A conference call will be held on November 13, 2025, to discuss Vision 2030 and current M&A topics. Lenzing invests €15 million into strengthen position in the hygiene market. Lenzing AG is investing approximately €15 million to expand its production capacity for premium viscose fibers at its site in Lenzing, Austria. This investment is part of a larger program to secure the company's long-term competitiveness. The focus is on sustainable solutions for the global hygiene market, with a particular emphasis on high-quality fibers for feminine care applications. The expansion will enhance customer value and sustainable supply, reinforcing Lenzing's commitment to delivering innovative and eco-friendly products. This strategic investment underscores the company's dedication to growth and excellence in the hygiene sector, positioning Lenzing as a trusted provider of premium fibers.
PPAC Private Bank and Trust, named a best bank to work for. PPAC Private Bank and Trust has been named one of the 2025 best banks to work for by American Banker. The ranking is based on an employee survey and review of benefits. PPAC Private Bank and Trust was ranked number 48 on the list. This is the 8th consecutive year they have received this honor. The bank offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, and investment solutions. For more information, visit their website at www.ppacprivate.com.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, achieves cash flow positivity in lending operations, prices $7.4 million registered direct offering. Beeline Holdings, the emerging digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform, announced that its lending entity achieved cash flow positivity in October, positioning the company to reach overall cash flow positivity by Q1 2026. The company priced its $7.4 million registered direct offering of 4,620,000 shares of common stock, expected to close on or about November 12, 2025. With a debt-free balance sheet since September, Beeline does not anticipate further capital raises to fund operations. The scalable, AI-driven SaaS mortgage platform has shown roughly 30% quarterly revenue growth and a 91% year-to-date unit increase. Proceeds from the offering will support general corporate purposes, working capital, warehouse requirements, and redemption of Series E preferred stock, avoiding the issuance of approximately 800,000 shares through non-dilutive execution. Heartbeam, recognized as a top global innovator in portable ECG technology. Heartbeam, a medical technology company, has been recognized as a global IP and technology leader in portable cardiac diagnostics by PatentVest's Total Cardiac Intelligence Report. The company ranked second worldwide in 12 lead ECG innovation among 243 firms analyzed, highlighting its influence in cardiac monitoring technology. Heartbeam's proprietary synthesis ECG system captures the heart's electrical signals in three dimensions, allowing physicians to obtain vital information for patient care. The company's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, with the 12-lead ECG synthesis software currently under FDA review. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac health management with innovative solutions for remote care. Biomed News Breaks, Orogenics Inc., OGN, regains NYSE compliance, advances toward first clinical trial, and expands AI-driven neurology pipeline. Orgenics Inc., a clinical-stage biotechnology company, has regained full NYSE American compliance and made significant progress in the third quarter of 2025. They have established clinical infrastructure in Australia and are preparing for their first-ever Phase 2A trial of ONP-002. Additionally, Orgenics has entered into a strategic collaboration with Receptor AI to expand their neurological therapeutics pipeline using artificial intelligence. CEO Janet Huffman stated, "We're not building a one-drug company. We're building a neurological therapeutics platform." Orgenics is focused on revolutionizing neurological care through proprietary intranasal delivery technology with the goal of addressing brain-related conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.